May the 16th. Who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17. Our Lord Jesus is always giving, and he doesn't withdraw his hand for even one moment. As long as there is a vessel of grace not yet full to the brim, the oil will not stop. 2 Kings 4:6. He is a sun always shining. He is manna always falling around the camp. He is a rock in the desert, always sending out streams of life from his wounded side. The rain of his grace is always falling. The river of his bounty is always flowing. The wellspring of his love is constantly overflowing. As the king can never die, so his grace can never fail. Daily we pluck his fruit, and daily his branches bend down to our hand with a new supply of mercy. There are 7 feast days in his weeks, and as many as are the days, so many are the banquets in his years. Who has ever returned from his door unblessed? Who has ever risen from his table unsatisfied? Who has ever left his arms without delight? His mercies are new every morning, Lamentations 3:23, and fresh every evening. Who can know how many times he has helped us, or who can recount the list of his blessings? Every sand that drops from the glass of time is simply following a multitude of mercies. The wings of our hours are covered with the silver of his kindness and the yellow gold of his affection. Psalm 68:13. The river of time bears the golden sands of his favor from the mountains of eternity. The countless stars are simply the standard bearers of a more innumerable multitude of blessings. Who can count the dust of the benefits that he bestows on Jacob? Or who can tell the number of the fourth part of his mercies toward Israel? Numbers 23:10. How my soul should praise him, who daily loads us with benefits and crowns us with loving kindness. Oh, that my praise could be as ceaseless as his blessings! Oh, miserable tongue, how can you be silent? Wake up, I beg you, lest I call you no more my glory but my shame. Awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. Psalm 108:2.